I am here with Marshfield Veteran Service Officer Karen Follett and Assistant Marshfield Veteran Service Officer Lisa Potts. Thanks for joining me again today.
Good afternoon.
You know, whenever we get to the end of the month, I always start thinking that's that last Wednesday. Do I have to be somewhere? No, I don't, but I know plenty of other people should be there. And
yes.
Karen Follett, tell me, where should they be if they are a veteran or the spouse of a veteran?
Oh, they should come to our coffee hour. It is the last Wednesday of every month at our Council on Aging from 10 to 11 a.m.
And what are they going to find there, Lisa, if they come?
Oh, they'll
besides
find us.
Besides camaraderie, yeah.
They find us.
Well, okay, that's reason enough.
We try to get a speaker in. We try to bring in a lot of our veterans that we see on a weekly basis come back. It just, again, camaraderie. They learn about their benefits. They talk amongst themselves. They ask great questions for Karen and I to answer. So,
and the thing that's interesting about benefits, they're always changing. Mm-hmm. They're always offering more benefits to more types of service that you've had, or maybe a medical issue that occurred that they say now they can connect it to time in the service.
Right.
You're going to have a discussion on Wednesday on the PACT Act, P-A-C-T.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what? Promise to Address Comprehensive
Toxins.
Yes.
Yes. PACT Act or 2022.
Yes.
Long title.
It is.
Karen, mm-hmm. What does that mean?
I think, generally speaking, it is the government's way of acknowledging that there are disabilities that veterans have developed over the years due to their service. And what that does is they've expanded the locations that veterans have served outside of Vietnam. So, like, say, Thailand. They've expanded to the Gulf. They've expanded to Camp Lejeune. So there's a lot of locations that have been expanded that if you have a certain disease and you've been diagnosed with that disease, that VA will presume it is due to service.
And that wasn't the case before?
No, not. And so there were some Vietnam disabilities that they are considered presumptive, but they've expanded that. They've expanded locations and they've expanded the certain disabilities like hypertension. If you have hypertension and you served in Vietnam or one of the expanded areas, the VA will presume that hypertension is due to service and you can be connected as a disabled veteran through the VA.
And what does that mean? Does that mean medication? Does that mean money? What does that mean?
There's some monetary compensation can be given. But, you know, basically knowing that the VA will concede that it's caused by service,
mm-hmm.
It connects them with their benefits.
So it seems like every person, every veteran, every spouse of a veteran, it looks like a very different scenario. Where they serve,
yes.
Time served, whatever their medical issues may or may not be.
Yep.
It seems like there's a lot. And even for people, say a spouse who had their significant other passed away
mm-hmm.
a number of years ago, they may still be eligible for some benefits. Is that correct?
Absolutely. We like to reach out to the spouses and educate them on their benefits because they're the ones that they wouldn't think to ask, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if their veteran had passed away, say, 5-10 years ago, and they weren't receiving anything, they wouldn't think to ask that, you know, am I eligible for this? And with the PACT Act expanding the disabilities and the diseases mm-hmm. and the illnesses, there's quite a few surviving spouses out there that could be eligible for some monetary benefits.
Okay, so if you live in Marshfield and you want to reach out to you folks, mm-hmm. what's the best way as veteran service agents, service agents to get a hold of you?
Our phone number, 781-834-5576. Town of Marshfield website, Town of Marshfield Veteran Services, and you can follow us on Facebook.
That's right, and you can check out at any time. And if you're listening in another town, you can also reach out to the veteran service agent in that community. What is that, is it chapter, or what is CH-115? I know that that's available in every town in the state. What does that mean?
It's simply, it's Mass General Law, Chapter 115, and it's a financial program for veterans and surviving spouses. So again, those surviving spouses that may not realize they have some financial benefits available to them. It helps with daily living costs. It helps with medical expenses. It is a great program that is offered in each town in Massachusetts, and Massachusetts only, which is a wonderful program. And each town gets back 75% of what it spends in that program. So the towns really, it's not a big hit for them financially, you know, through the taxpayers, because the Department of Veteran Services, which is now EOVS.
Executive Office of Veteran Services.
Yep, it's their program. So along with that, there is a lot of financial benefit to be had there. We just need to have people realize that it's there for them to apply.
Now, what about, you know, we have, of course, our Veterans Voice radio show here every yeah. Thursday night, and they're the ones that put on the Veterans Food Drive through the yes. second Thursday mm-hmm. of every yes. month, and next one's coming up on Thursday, March 14th. That's also a great resource for vets yes, who need
absolutely.
Some help. And yeah. the Marshfield Food Pantry, very well run.
We love that food yep. pantry.
We love our food pantry.
It's literally
and our volunteers.
Like going shopping in a mini Stop and Shop.
Okay,
fantastic.
And if people need that extra help for the Marshfield Food yes. Pantry, how do they find out about that?
So that should be on there. If you look up, I believe it's on their website. It yeah. is on our website as
okay.
well. It's open certain hours and certain days, run by volunteers.
We have the times
and,
listed.
Yep. And you only need your license to show that you live in Marshfield.
That's pretty good.
Yes.
And again, contact number for the Marshfield Veterans Office.
781-834-5576.
Karen, I'm going to ask you something. A lot of people might think, and I don't mean this in a sexist way, you look very glamorous. You spent time in the over 20 years in the military.
Yes.
You're retired military.
Yes.
And you
glamorous.
Were a master sergeant. So you're not yes. someone to mess with.
Glamour.
Well, put somebody you know. Through their paces out in the hallway.
No, I think I don't wear the hat. I don't wear a lot of that. And that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to look like a veteran to one be one and mm-hmm. to help those. And I am also the spouse of a veteran. So I really do see all sides. I've been in the National Guard. I have been active duty. I've deployed. I'm married to a veteran. So I really have a good grasp on pretty much all situations that come in the door of how people are feeling and what they're going through.
What do you think the best takeaway you learned from spending that kind of time in the military?
For me is really, yeah, it's that camaraderie and to really support one another and, you know, all the time, the best you can, as long mm-hmm. as you're giving everything that you have and all the knowledge that you have and spread that information. I really believe that, you know, as a leader, you have to bring up your people. And so for me, my people is, you know, the ones I work with as well as the ones that come in the door. And the more they learn, the better off we'll all be, which is for the general greater good.
Education.
That's yeah. right. You've got their back.
I do.
You got
very
their
important.
Back.
So when is this month's, again, get together, the Veterans Coffee Hour?
Yep. It's this Wednesday.
This Wednesday.
Yep, February 28th at our Council on Aging at 230 Webster Street from 10 to 11 a.m.
I'm sure you're going to get a lot of people that are going to show up and we're going to remind them.
Come
well.
On down.
Well, and donuts.
Don't
donuts.
Be a game show host. Although I think you could do it, Lisa Pug.
We get the good donuts.
Did you hear that? They've got the good donuts.
The good donuts.
That's always, you mentioned food and people
yeah.
come.
People come.
Yep.
We've got Karen Paulette here, the Marshfield Veteran Service Agent, and Lisa Potts, the Marshfield Assistant Veteran Service Agent. Hey,
the
thanks
mouthful.
So much. It
Thank
is,
you.
But it's okay. You guys get a lot done and you get it done. So
Thank
thanks for
Christine.
Joining us and helping share your message.